I work up on Oxford Street, two stories above street level, and it was in the middle of a really hot afternoon one day, and I went and crashed out in this little loft space we've got above the studio, and I was kind of like still half asleep but coming out of it when all of a sudden I heard Marty, who also works here, go, "Oh man, that dude's just been hit by a car!" And I just came just awake instantly, and I don't know, because I'm kind of like, I don't know, because of the kind of person I am, I kind of, just without even becoming fully conscious, I just ran downstairs just thinking I might be able to do something to help, or I don't know, just... And so I got down there on Oxford Street, and it was the middle of it, it was like 4 o'clock on a, you know, Thursday afternoon, and it was really hot, and I was still half asleep. It takes me a while to wake up properly, and so I was in that really kind of open, vulnerable space, you know, like still half dream space. And I didn't look at the guy because he was just on the ground. I didn't see the accident. He was just on the ground, and I just kind of walked past. I kind of ran past him just to help divert traffic around his body. But as I did, I kind of glanced down. You know, instinct would, or you know, that against your instincts, you look. And there was this, you know, pool of blood spreading from around his head, and he wasn't moving. And there were about 4 people standing kind of around him and over him. And so I just stood there in the hot sun on this tarmac, you know, directing traffic around this figure on the ground. And, you know, eventually the paramedics turn up about, you know, 4, 5, 6 minutes later. It's, you know, a whole bunch of people were directing traffic by then. They tried to move him, which was really stupid, you know. And I said, "Don't move him, for Christ's sake, don't move him," you know, like. But they were scared. They had to get him off the road, right? Because... So then, you know, the paramedics turn up, and they kind of, like, cops turn up and redirected traffic, and the paramedics, and I went back inside. And I don't know. I don't know what happened to him, because, you know, unless you're a relative, they won't tell you any information. And I didn't know who the guy was, so I don't know whether he lived or died. Who knows? But I just remember that, standing on the road next to this guy lying there in a pool of blood. And it was just like... awful.